Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. We'll get a lot of calls in this hour. We got a great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. It's day 38, Americans abandoned by Joe Biden behind enemy lines, hostage of the Taliban, and nobody in Washington seemingly in the Democratic Party cares to even mention it ever. It's like they just ignore it as these Americans now caught behind enemy lines. How are we going to get them out of there? Joe's too busy riding his tricycle. All right, so I want to go to Anthony Fauci today. He says he's favoring vaccine mandates in schools. Now, Pfizer came out yesterday saying that they believe the efficacy and safety of giving the vaccine to 5 to 11-year-olds is there, and now they're talking about mandating that for every child in every school. Listen.
Would you support schools mandating the COVID vaccine for kids?
You know, that's an interesting question. I know there's a lot of pushback against mandates, but I think we are in such an emergency situation with the 150,000 cases that we're having each day. People think that having children be required to get vaccination is a very novel thing. It isn't.
What he's not talking about, remember the science. We keep getting lectures, follow the science. Now, what has the science been as it relates to younger people and COVID? That they do not get impacted. Now, there are exceptions, so you've got to be careful, but they're not as greatly impacted by this virus the way older people are, and people with comorbidities, and people with pre-existing conditions, and people with compromised immune systems. None of that has changed. I know, for example, you know, when my kid's in college with this thing, okay, there were a lot of kids that got COVID, and for most of them, it was maybe a day or two, and they didn't feel great, and then they were back to feeling fine, without exception. And that was pretty much the story around the country. Again, there are exceptions. Again, talk to your doctor. I'm not your doctor. Now the question is, these are the same people that told us, now Fauci's been wrong on everything. So, you know, here we are, nearly 700,000 dead people after. And, you know, now the very people that have changed their mind, now you don't need a mask. A mask isn't going to do anything, Fauci said in March of 2020. Then it became one mask. Then it became two masks. Then it became get the vaccination or get a mask. Keep the mask. Now it's vaccinate, get the mask, and you might have a breakthrough case. And now we'll even ration monoclonal antibodies. I mean, it never ends with these people. You know, look, listen to all these people that said they'd never mandate anything.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
Perhaps
the federal government should step in and issue mandates? And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
I am all for more vaccination, but I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies. And quite honestly, as people are doing that locally, those are individual local decisions as well.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public.
Never see a mandate for vaccines. Flip-flop Fauci. Joe, no, I would never demand a mandatory vaccinations. Jen Psaki, no, that's not the role of the federal government. Nancy Pelosi, we can't require people to get vaccinated. Then the CDC director, Walensky, saying the same thing. That this isn't going to happen. Now, here we are. Now, the question is, what do people do, for example, that have rare conditions? One thing I don't understand is how so many people feel comfortable telling everybody what to do medically when they don't know a thing about any conditions you might have, your medical history, which is unique, your current medical condition, which is unique. I never heard of one-size-fits-all medicine. None of these people have been to medical school. They're not the people I trust. I keep urging you to talk to your doctor, doctors, take into account your unique medical history and current condition. I urge you to do your own research. For example, do you know the difference between an mRNA virus? Dr. Malone, who invented the technology, he says natural immunity is actually better than the very Pfizer-Moderna technology that he invented. He said that. It was quoted in the Epoch Times last week saying it. And then you've got other issues. Now, I believe in science. I believe in vaccination science. But I also believe in freedom, too. And there are people that do have rare conditions that doesn't fit into their one size fits all, medicine for all program that they've got. And then you have people with natural immunity that are listening to people like Dr. Robert Malone, obviously a very smart man, looking at the data that initially came out from the Cleveland Clinic and elsewhere, looking at the study that Dr. Malone cited out of Israel about natural immunity versus vaccination immunity. There are a lot of questions that go unanswered, but God forbid if I just say everything they said, the government shouldn't demand, has no right to demand that people are mandated to get a vaccine. Like Joe Biden said, oh, I'm a crazy anti-vaxxer. Or if I said that it's not the role of the federal government, like Jen Psaki said, well, Hannity is going to kill people. We cannot require people to be vaccinated, like Nancy Pelosi said. Then, the same thing. What do you want, people to die? Or Walensky or Fauci, I can never see a mandated vaccine in the country. They just keep changing the goalposts. And people at this point, if you want to know where vaccine hesitancy comes from, well, look at Joe Biden and the federal government and the CDC and the NIH. And you could start with all these people that change their minds seemingly every single day. Anyway, there's Pat Hughes is joining us. He's the president of a nonprofit, Liberty Justice Center. And he feels that businesses should have the right to challenge the mandates. And they're looking to mount a legal challenge. And they will represent businesses pro bono for free. They've had an enormous success with national cases. And at the Liberty Justice System, they're a non-for-profit working for the rights of individuals, and their lawsuits I find pretty fascinating, and I just think it's something you might want to be aware of. But anyway, one of them is in 2018, Liberty Justice Center restored the First Amendment rights of more than 5 million public employees. They were involved in that landmark Supreme Court victory, Janus versus Ask Me. The union, the decision determined government employees no longer have to pay union dues or fees to government unions that they don't believe in and which take positions in which they disagree. Anyway, so obviously a serious law firm. So here to talk about what they're doing here is Pat Hughes. Pat, welcome to the program.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me. Hey, I'm loath to agree with Nancy Pelosi and Jen Psaki, but when they say the federal government can't use OSHA to mandate vaccines on businesses with more than 100 employees, they're absolutely right. The law does not provide the Biden administration to mandate the vaccines through the OSHA law. They're trying to use these emergency temporary standards, which were reserved for things like asbestos. I think the last case, Sean, was in 1983 when, you know, I was in eighth grade. I'm 52 years old now, and they're trying to, you know, shoehorn and fit a square peg in a round hole, just like they tried with the eviction moratorium, and it's the same thing. So at Liberty Justice Center, we are representing companies that or other businesses that have over 100 employees in various parts across the country and are wanting to challenge this mandate the minute that it's set down, because it's beyond the realm of Joe Biden's power per the Constitution. It's beyond what the OSHA law provides, and it's just another example of this administration and many on the left who are pushing COVID policies well beyond what they're entitled to do.
Now, there is a loophole, and that is that if you decide and make the decision or in consultation with your doctor not to get vaccinated, that you can get tested every week. Does that then therefore mitigate the mandate portion of this?
So I think that was an attempt by them to mitigate it, but I don't see it that way for a couple of reasons. Number one, the OSHA statute still isn't broad enough to allow that type of backup plan, which is why the administration put it in place. But also, Sean, think of it from a cost perspective, right? We're seeing, you know, 5% plus inflation. You talk about that on your program every day and every night. There's 11 million jobs that aren't being filled. The last thing that major employers need right now are additional burdens, are people who either don't want to get the vaccine, or maybe they don't want to be tested every week and they leave their jobs. This is going to hurt these large businesses. It's going to hurt employment. It's going to hurt the economy. So for all of those reasons, this is a bad decision, and I don't think the OSHA law provides them the right to do it. And really quickly, the one thing I really think about this is Biden has failed on Afghanistan, at the border, as you're seeing all weekend, the great reporting by Fox News, on the economy. His numbers are tanking on all those fronts, and the only place where he's sort of a little bit above water is COVID. And so he's doing these mandates.
Actually, I hate to tell you, there was a poll out last week. He's below water in COVID now.
Well, so now even he's losing that, Sean. But when he did.
By the way, remember, you know, at this point last year, you know, we're now this year 300 times, we have 300 times more cases of COVID positivity than we did last year before the election.
That's a really good indicator of how these things lag, because at the time he did this at the mandate, when he announced the mandate, this is what he had in his quiver in terms of popularity, and that's why he did it. And secondarily, he thinks he can say that everyone who's unvaccinated is a Trump supporter, and then therefore blame Trump and Republicans for everyone's woes in life. That's the two-step he's trying to pull off, and he's trying to squeeze that through OSHA. So there's pretext here, we call it in the law. He's not interested in saving people's lives with this mandate. He's interested in the politics of it.
Quick break. We'll come back more. Pat Hughes, president of the Liberty Justice System, on the other side.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, BYRNA. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we continue, Pat Hughes is with us. He's with the nonprofit, the Liberty Justice Center, challenging the vaccine mandates around the country. Let me ask you this, only for the first time. Now, remember, it was about a year ago that Donald Trump actually got COVID, tested positive, and got the monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron. Eli Lilly has their version of it. And the only time Joe Biden ever mentioned it was when he was talking about the vaccine mandates, about a week ago. And my question is, why have they ignored this option? And now that, you know, Ron DeSantis set up these monoclonal antibody centers all throughout Florida, this was as a direct result of all the breakthrough cases we have, where you have fully vaccinated people now contracting COVID-19. Now, granted, there's less hospitalization, according to the numbers. There's less death, according to the numbers. But that's the Delta variant. What about the Lambda variant? What about the Mu variant? What about the variants behind these variants that will ultimately be coming our way, I'm assuming, considering viruses mutate all the time? So what I'm trying to understand is why wouldn't they, if you have a therapeutic like Regeneron, and I'm always telling people to talk to their own doctors. I'm not a doctor. I'm not qualified to tell people what to do. But if you got a breakthrough case or you weren't vaccinated and you test positive, you know, I would urge you to immediately call your doctor and ask about therapeutics like Regeneron and see what they say.
Well, it's insane for the administration not to promote whatever a doctor and their patient are discussing with respect to therapeutics and treatment, and particularly the ones that have gotten better. And again, and I hate to go back to it, the answer is politics. It's the same reason why having a prior infection, even though, like you mentioned previously, it gives you at least as much and almost likely way more protection than the vaccine does, but that doesn't qualify to keep your job. That doesn't qualify for you to run in an airplane if we required vaccinations for riding on an airplane. Only vaccines do that. And the reason why the administration is setting it up that way, in my view, and the reason why I think our lawsuit ultimately would be successful, is the pretextual nature of it. What they're really trying to get at is the politics. I want to blame someone else for COVID, and that someone else is Donald Trump and Republicans. Even though I'm performing terribly on it, that's what I want to do. And the best way to do that is to call out people who are unvaccinated for whatever reason and say that those unvaccinated people are the opponents. And that's the two-step that I think is leading to this mandate, and it's part of the reason why I think a judge will buy the notion that it's pretextual and it's beyond the scope of OSHA, despite the fact that you look at the OSHA language, it doesn't fit within this context. But I think it's political, and it's a shame, because as you know and as you talk about every day, this is harming American citizens all across the country, the way the administration is attacking this, and it's unfortunate and it needs to stop.
Well, we appreciate it. How do people get in touch with you? That'd be interesting.
Yeah, so go to help@libertyjusticecenter.org or just go to libertyjusticecenter.org. We're, like you mentioned before, we don't charge fees to our clients. We're non-for-profit, and so we're happy to help anybody in this context and can be very, very helpful for a particular plaintiff, a particular business, and just for the cause generally.
All right, appreciate it. Very fascinating. We're going to watch this. First thing I said when Biden gave the speech is, I don't think this holds up constitutionally. First thing I said, my observation of it. As a non-lawyer, I'm going to follow these cases with great interest. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN is our number. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to your calls coming up next. That's all straight ahead. All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I mean, this case involving Gabby Petito, is the search for answers, it gets more mysterious and bizarre by the day. Brian Laundrie's family attorney was supposed to have a presser yesterday and then decided not to have it. The criminal defense attorney on potential charges for the parents, most people don't think, most legal scholars that I've read and been following don't think there's going to be charges for the parents. But search warrant documents reveal apparently odd texts and tension in the days leading up to Gabby's disappearance. August 27th, the subject's mother, Nicole Schmidt, received an odd text from the subject, and it said, "Can you help Stan? I just keep getting the voicemails and missed calls," the document reads. And it goes on to explain that referring to Stan, that's Petito's grandfather, by name, was unusual behavior for her, and the exchange led the mother to begin having concerns about her well-being. And the 911 calls reveal that Brian Laundrie apparently was seen hitting and slapping Gabby Petito before the disappearance. Nancy Grace was phenomenal on this last night. 911 caller reported a domestic dispute between the two of them in Moab, Utah, and apparently was heard telling a dispatcher the gentleman is slapping the girl, hitting the girl. And that night, for whatever reason, the police determined that Gabby would stay in her van and that he would stay in a hotel and hopefully they would cool off. And I guess the only marks that they saw in terms of physical marks were on the guy, not Gabby, and they're defending their decision. And, you know, she says, "I didn't even want to keep watching the body cam video," Nancy Grace said, when the cops were called. It turns out that there was another call, 911, where somebody not connected to Gabby or Laundrie, described a man hitting and slapping the woman, Brian Laundrie. Anyway, she was running up the sidewalk. They ended up getting in the white van with Florida plates, driving off. So it was about him hitting her, according to this 911 caller. Alabama cops now are investigating a dozen possible sightings of this guy. And, you know, the law enforcement now has had, they have the van, they have the cell phones, they have everything. They've now gone through the parents' homes. And here's the 911 call that I'm referring to.
Grant County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, I'm calling. I'm right on the corner of Main Street by Moonflower, and we're driving by, and I'd like to report a domestic dispute. A Florida with a white van, Florida license plate, white land, gentleman, 5'6" beard. They just drove off. They're going down Main Street. They made a right onto Main Street from Moonflower.
Or what were they doing?
Cooperative, but what'd you say?
What were they doing?
We drove by, and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
I mean, just incredible. There's a controversy that has arisen out of MSDNC. Joy Reid, here's what she had to say that has gotten a lot of media attention and response. Listen.
Now, it goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain. And the Petito family certainly deserve answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? Well, the answer actually has a name. Missing White Woman Syndrome, the term coined by the late and great Gwen Ifill to describe the media and public fascination with missing white women like Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway, while ignoring cases involving missing people of color.
You know, it's very, but I've listened to that comment, by the way, and you know, they can't find this guy, and this is getting bizarre, more bizarre by the day. Linda, you and I have been following this. It's so heartbreaking. I mean, this young woman, and we've talked about this a lot, actually, and that is, why do some cases get so much attention and other cases get zero attention? Now, I think, for example, you could use the case of George Floyd, and I would argue probably the videotaped evidence, you know, played a big part of why that went viral, because it was so egregious that there was hardly anybody, there's not a cop friend of mine that thought that the officer acted in the right way there in any way, shape, manner, or form. As a matter of fact, most of their reactions were pretty angry. But, you know, I'd like to point out one thing is, you know, on my program, since Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden was vice president, I could not for the life of me understand, you know, you'd have 20, 30, 50, 60, 70 people shot every weekend in Chicago. It's still going on today. And I'd scroll the names of all the people that were shot, all the people that were shot and killed. These are names people never hear of. They never get reported on. Before we had Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr. on the program, not a single person ever contacted him but us and this program and my television program. And then the first politician to get in contact with him was Donald Trump, not the dopey mayor out there that was calling it the autonomous zone, the summer of love zone, Chaz Chop, spaghetti potluck dinner zone, where this young man died and couldn't get the medical attention after he was shot. And it's just unbelievable. And I've been scrolling the names of innocent victims, shooting victims, those young kids that are killed. You know, how many years have I been doing that, Linda? And including cops that are shot on the job.
At least the past 10. And to be completely, just to double down on what you're saying, I mean, whenever a life is lost in a tragic way, I just don't understand why anybody would be thinking about their race. Like, this is not a time, this family has not put their daughter in the ground. They haven't had their service. They're mourning right now.
Back.
I'm like, and you're talking about how wrong it is to cover it because she's white? That's what you're thinking about? Like, that wasn't what anybody thought about when they heard about this, if they have a heart and they're a Christian. About George Floyd, about him, you know, about Gabby, about all these kids. You know,
when I put the names up of people that they're shot and shot and killed in Chicago.
And she's never done that, Sean. She's never done that.
No, I think I'm the only one in cable news that's ever done it. And I've been doing it now for a long time, many years, over a dozen years probably, right? Okay. And we've been doing this on the program. Nobody ever knows these names, these people that are shot. You know, but it seems like there are people that for whatever reason sometimes, and I'm not saying this is the case at all here, for political reasons, I don't know the race of the people whose names we're putting up. Police officers, innocent people shot and killed in Chicago. I don't know that. It's just their human lives that have been lost, our fellow Americans. It's a war zone and nobody ever lifts a finger to help stop it. And that's what, for the life of me, I cannot understand. It is predictable. This weekend in Chicago, probably odds are somewhere around 30 or 40 people that should be shot. And maybe 10 will die. You know, now Mayor Lightweight's new plan is to sue street gangs. Oh, I'm sure they've got tons of assets they're going to be taking from the street gangs.
Their lawyers just are lining up. They can't wait to represent the gang. I mean, what is she talking about?
I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now, we do know tough policing works because we saw a Republican mayor in New York by the name of Rudy Giuliani. And Curtis Sliwa says he would bring back stop and frisk. Stop and frisk.
God, do we ever need it?
Yeah, listen, nearly 3,000 people murdered every year in New York City. And Giuliani said enough is enough. And he sent the higher concentration of law enforcement resources to the areas where they had the highest number of incidents of crime, and they went in there and they policed. And as a result, that number went down from 3,000 to below 300. That's how successful that program is. Mayor Bloomberg, to his credit, followed up on those policies. Now, apparently, he regrets it when he was running for president. But whatever, it worked. And lives were saved. And a lot of those lives happen to be minority lives. Doesn't matter. Right. Every life matters to me.
When you take police out of communities that have crime, then those communities are riddled with crime. It's not about what race is in the community. It's about sending police to where there is crime, period. That's it. So if we're not sending the police where there is crime and people are dying, what exactly are we fighting for? What is going on?
I sit there and I think that maybe, you know, the show would have impact at some point. That maybe people would see, oh, Hannity keeps scrolling this long list of names. Maybe we ought to go do something about it. It never happens.
I'm not even kidding you. While I'm sitting here talking to you, I just got an email from someone. And the title of the email is that we don't pay attention to the missing and forgotten black girls. White supremacy is an illness. Why are we talking about Gabby Petito? And I'm reading this email and it's evil. And I thought to myself, why are you not praying for that family right now? We pray for every family when they lose a child. You know, we're trying to rescue Afghan allies right now. We're not asking them, were they born here? How did they get their citizenship? Do they have a blue? Are you an ally? Do you need to get out of there?
We know who our allies are.
Exactly.
And we abandon them. Just like we abandon Americans.
It's unheard. Where we're at right now is scary.
Scary. And just like, I don't care. I said, if everybody caught behind enemy lines that Joe Biden abandoned is a liberal that wants me taken off the air, and there are a lot of people that want that, I still want them home.
It was I'll tell you what, we got a lot of reaction to that. People were calling in and they were like, man, you know, this is a guy who's getting beat up every day by people who hate him. And he's still saying that he wants you here and he wants you safe.
I want our American family home.
And we want our freedoms. You have the freedom to dislike what you like. That's the beauty of America. We don't agree.
A lot of people hate me, especially in New York. I'm really loved in New York.
Do you want to share the news of what happened yesterday with our audience, Sean?
Oh, okay. So yesterday, Linda finally gave me the number of her pastor, and I got to talk to him. What was
his
reaction?
Well, he's a huge fan, and you know, he loves you, he loves the show, and he's so funny because we called on commercial break, and he goes, "Aren't you on the air?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got 5 minutes," and you just took over, and it was just hilarious. He was like, "What is happening right now?" And then we hung up, and he texted me, and he goes, "Well, that was cool." I was like, "Yeah, man, it was hilarious." Well,
he didn't give me the definitive answer, but I did bust you on your cursing. I did.
Yeah, well, there was nothing to bust. I'm pretty honest with him. I mean, you know, he's been to my house for dinner. He knows what's going on. Katie met him too. Katie knows him too.
Listen, I think this guy's got to be a saint if he lets you in the church every week.
Any parish, any pastor who can take me every Sunday morning, God bless him. He's amazing.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing on that. He was a good guy. I liked him. Mike in Arkansas. Hey, Mike.
I got a little bit of hope and optimism to pass to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
So after 4 years of Jimmy Carter, we got Ronald Reagan, an awesome conservative. Joe Biden is Carter times 10, so I'm hoping that when we survive Biden, I'm hoping we're going to get another awesome conservative.
Yeah,
that's what I think is going to happen.
Who would you like it to be if... Do you want Donald Trump to run again? Do you have somebody else in mind? Who do you think? Because Donald Trump is leading in the polls by a lot, long way.
Well, I think it's going to be a more politically savvy Donald Trump. I think he's going to be clued into the snakes in the grass in the swamp, like Milley, the general chief of staff.
Milley, yeah.
All the lies. Yeah, Milley, excuse me, my apologies.
No worries.
And there's other people that he's figured out now. Okay, they've been lying to me this entire time, hiding the truth from them. You know, I think if we do get Donald Trump back, I think he's going to do a much better job, and it's going to be great. Not that he didn't do a bad job before. He did an awesome job, but you see my point.
Yeah, listen, I think people just at the sight of Donald Trump, they bubble and fizz like Alka-Seltzer and water because they just cannot give up their rage towards him. The policies were phenomenal. You know, stylistically, you know, this is not a job for somebody that is weak and faint of heart to be president. America needs, we now know what it's like to have a very weak, frail, and cognitive mess as a president, and it's not good. So this is not a job for somebody that is, you know, that's going to just capitulate to everything. If you want to get things done, you got to win elections, and you've got to be a force of nature and fight for your policies. Trump did that. And that's why his policies were so successful. And it's those policies that I want back in this country again. That would make America great again. Putting America first and the American first, make America great again agenda works. It's simple. Liberty, freedom, capitalism, our Constitution. That's, you know, things like less bureaucracy, lower taxes, school choice, law and order, peace and prosperity for every American, secure borders, energy independence, constitutionalists on the bench. This is not complicated. Peace through strength, free and fair trade, you know, American might, military might that you will use effectively, not kill, you know, a bunch of humanitarians and kids. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN as we continue. We got a great Hannity, 9 Eastern. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A Hannity full investigation. Our cameras are down at the border in Texas. Sarah Carter will be live with, she's been there all day with an investigative report. Governor Greg Abbott on what Texas can do. Janine Pirro, Herschel Walker, Larry Elder, Kevin McCarthy. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. As always, thank you for being with us. You make this show possible. We never will forget it.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes. That enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.